It's me, Valentine, and this is the 10K AMA I'm going to be doing, the AMA that I said I would do a really long time ago. I don't know if anyone's interested in this. I'm not good at talking, but also I have allergies right now, so if I sound a little weird, it's because, or if I blow my nose, I'm going to blow my nose throughout this. And give a lot of blowjobs too. No. I'm not gonna do that. Oh yeah, this is a 10K AMA. And yeah, I said I was gonna do this a while ago, and I recorded it like maybe 4 different times, and every time it was like an hour long, and I would lose a file, or I just didn't like how I sounded, and oh my god, I think I recorded one, and as I was talking, I started like holding something. I don't remember what it was, but I started like doing this and making a lot of noises and like fidgeting with something with my hands, and I was like, oh my god, this sounds so obnoxious. Like this, there was this like sound the whole way through because I kept like tapping and touching something, or just like I was just moving a lot, so I just need to sit still this time so there's not all of this like weird sounds. That happens a lot when I record regular audios as well. Like I have so many audios. I recorded like a whole audio, and then I forget that I was like touching something with my hands or like tapping something the whole time, or I was like getting too close to my mic and like doing this. Like it's just very annoying. I don't know. Yeah, I tried to record it so many times. I just didn't like it. I was nervous. I don't know. But yeah, this is a 10K AMA, and I'm gonna answer a bunch of questions. Also, thank you so much for 10K followers. I think that is so, so cool. Wow. I don't know, I think it's really, really cool. Because it's just, I can't believe that many people like my stupid little audios that I make. Because they're just stupid, and I can't believe people like them. I don't know. I just think it's cool. I make that many people come. That is crazy. If you're listening to this, you probably came to one of my audios. That's crazy. I think that's so cool. Wow. But yeah, I don't know. I just thank you if you've ever... It's something fun for me to do, and it's like a... I'm like an extremely sexual person. I don't know. I'm horny, like, every single day, constantly. I'm so horny all the time, and I need an outlet to do something, make something, like express something. So just thank you. Thank you if you've ever supported my audios in any way, if you're like, not even just financially, but just if you leave me a nice comment, like when people are like, say that I'm their favorite, or that one of my audios is their favorites. Oh, it makes me so happy. I don't know. When people tell me I do a good job and that they really liked it, and like compliment my audios, or they follow me, or if you support me on my Patreon, that's just really cool. And I'm really, really thankful for all of it. So yeah, thank you. Thank you all very much. I'm almost at 18,000 followers now because I'm recording this so late, but that is so cool. That's almost 20,000 followers. That's crazy. I really can't believe that many people are, you know, supporting me. And I wanted to say this, I don't get to say it that much, but if you send me a message on different platforms, like, it's really hard for me to get to everything. I wish I could, but if you ever send me something or a question, I'm really sorry if I don't get to answer it, or I don't get to respond, because there's just too many people. But Yeah, just thank you for all for everything, 'cause I just it's a very silly, very stupid little hobby of mine, but getting to do it and getting people support me financially is very, very, very wonderful for me. So yeah, I'm gonna answer questions now 'cause I rambled for too long. But yeah, thank you so much. I don't know. Sorry if I'm a little bad with saying thank you. I just think it's wow, it's so cool. Okay, so the first thing, I got a lot of questions on my Telonym. I think I also screenshotted questions from like random other questions that people asked me. But yeah, I got some questions there, and that's what I'm gonna record. My stomach just grumbled. That's really embarrassing. Ignore that. Please ignore that. Yeah. Okay, but I got a bunch of questions that were specific. But I also the first three questions that I wanted to answer just kind of all at once was a lot of people ask me a lot of questions in the same vein of like, how did I find out about audios? Why did I start to post them? What inspires me? Like, why do I make them? I might also answer this, but people ask me why I make F-dom content when I'm not like dom sexually. People ask me that a lot. 'Cause I don't know. Don't go to my Twitter. Do not go to my Twitter, but people go to my Twitter. A lot of people go there and they find out that I'm like not, because I make dom audios and I'm like I'm 110% submissive. I'm not dominant sexually at all. Like I get absolutely no sexual pleasure from being dominant. It's not my preference. Like if I took any BDSM tests, I don't even need to. Like I already know that I'm 110%, like 1,000,000% submissive. So yeah, I don't know. Oh yeah, my point was people ask me quite often like, why do you make dom audios? Or people are very nice and they say like, how are your dom audios so good if you're like a submissive? And so I'm gonna answer like all of those questions at once. Sorry, it's been 8 minutes and I haven't even answered anything. Okay, I'm gonna get started. Okay, so the first thing is people ask me, how did I find out about audios? And I can't remember like what day or specifically what video it was, but I'm like a really sexual person. I'm very shy, but I'm very, very, very sexual. Like I'm horny like constantly, 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 constantly. I'm constantly thinking and fantasizing about different things. And the one thing that I've always loved, and it's why I don't really like visual porn and I don't watch visual porn really that much. But I've always, always, always loved verbal, like dirty talk. I've always loved it. It's what gets me off. Like someone's voice and them talking, like someone has to talk to me. I need someone to talk to me. Like I don't like thinking about, I don't know, silence or like I need someone to, I just like think, I just when I when I get off, I like thinking about someone talking to me. That's always been a thing. Like I need verbal. I need verbal. I love it. I don't know what it is. All of you understand it because that's what I do, but I like when someone is like talking. Like, that's what I like. And if you've ever if you've ever watched any sort of visual porn, I'm sure you're aware that like it's mainly aimed to men, obviously, and the man is usually never ever talking. A lot of times a man is not even featured in it, or I'm not attracted to them personally. Or it's just I don't really like to it seems really mean to me to like critique like porn, because you know it's like two people showing the most vulnerable like intimate parts of themselves, and then to critique it is kind of mean and weird. But I do think there's a general consensus that like visual porn is like 99% of the time it's extremely corny, and there's usually never any verbal, and it's just, it's not my thing at all. Like, it's like, even like I have a huge incest kink, and like it's like all of the porn, like visual porn, it's like it's all the same thing. It's so boring to me. It's like, oh my god, my little sister has huge tits and she's in the shower. Like, it's so stupid and boring, and I don't like it. I don't like it. So yeah, I just, one day I was like, I can't remember if I found safer work stuff or not safer work stuff first. Oh, also, I think I was looking for like, I think at the time I was like really, really thinking about DGLG a lot, because I just knew what that was. I was just thinking about it. And I think at one point I was looking, it was either on YouTube or it was on Pornhub. I can't remember which one it was, but I found like boyfriend ASMR. I think I found boyfriend ASMR on YouTube, and then I found like the not safe for work stuff on Pornhub from different, I listened to everyone. I probably listened to like every guy VA, like I just listened to all of them when I first found it, because I was like I found boyfriend ASMR on YouTube, and immediately I was like, what the fuck is this? This is amazing. This is everything I've ever wanted to hear. Like, you're telling me I can have a boyfriend, like a temporary boyfriend for the night, and like I don't even have to do anything? I thought it was so cool. And I thought it was so much better, like way million, billion, trillion times better than any other like type of porn or whatever, because it's so intimate. Like, someone is talking directly to you. Like, it's, you're not watching something. Like, it's so intimate, and they're talking directly to you. Oh, also, I have the biggest thing for like pet names. I need to be called pet names. I need to be babied, comforted, and it just fulfilled this desire that I've had in me my whole life of just, I just want to be babied. And there would be like, boyfriend comforts you, boyfriend blah blah, blah 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 blah, like so much stuff, and I was just going absolutely insane. Like, I, like my sex drive at that time was so high, and so listening to all this stuff was just, I thought it was so cool, and it was completely verbal. Like, when I found the porn stuff too, like the not safe work stuff. Oh, and then after Pornhub, then eventually I found out about Gone Wild Audio, just because all of the creators post on, you know, they, a lot of people post on like lots of different sites, and I eventually just found out about GWA, and I just thought that like the dirty talk was just so good, and it's just the first time like hearing like such good verbal in any sort of like porn content. I just thought it was so cool. I thought it was the hottest thing ever, and I was like, I was combing my brains out all of the time. It's really embarrassing, but yeah, I just thought it was, I thought it was so cool. I was listening to everyone, everything. I didn't care. I was like, I just thought it was so cool. Like, it just, I think it's so, like, being able to just, like, close your eyes and it really feels like, it's like the SFX, like how creative people got with it. I thought it was so fucking cool. And it got me off. Like, nothing has ever got me off. Like, I just, you know what I mean? Like, it was just, everything was like, it's just, I don't know. I'm setting me, hopefully you get that. It was really, really good. I really, really liked it. And yeah, eventually, oh, I think when I found out about GWA, also I'm an extremely, if you look on my Twitter, I'm like an extremely kinky person. Like, I have very weird fantasies and interests, and so yeah, I have really weird niche fantasies. And when I found out about GWA, I think one of the first things I saw was like something about, like, it was something really, really, really weird and like kinky, and I was like, yep, this is a place for me. This is where I'm gonna spend a lot of time listening to things. So yeah, I found it, and then I remember I was like, I want to try this. I was just really interested, and I was like, because me listening to it, I felt so good, and it fulfilled this, like, you know, because like certain audios or something that I listened to were like the best ones I'd ever listened to, and I never thought that I'd be able to have like a certain weird fantasy that I had fulfilled. And so being able to hear someone do that, it was so, everything was so hot to me, and I was like, it just felt so good. So I wanted to try it because I was like, I want to see if I can make other people feel that same way. Like, not necessarily, it's not really in too much of a, it depends on the context. It's not really in a sexual thing for me, but just like I want to make something, and I want to make it like the best. I wanted to fulfill a certain, like I wanted to make audios, and I wanted to just make them like if I had an idea or something, I wanted to do it, and I wanted it to be like the top audio of the month, and I really, really, like, I wanted people to really, really like it, and I wanted to fulfill someone's sex or a group of people's like specific sexual fantasy like perfectly, or I wanted to do something new, and I wanted to give people like new kinks, and I just wanted to do really, really good. Like, I wanted to play a character or a scenario, and I wanted to do it really well, and I wanted it to be really immersive and realistic, and I just want to make people feel really good. And sometimes it's in a sexual sense. Sometimes it's not. It depends on what I'm doing, but for the most part, it just makes me feel good to do that, and it's just something that I enjoy, like, creatively. But yeah, one day my first audio, it's still on my Soundgasm page, because every time I delete an audio, even when it's really, really bad, people are always asking me to put it back up. And so I decided I'm like, whatever, if people are listening to it, it's probably because they like it. But I don't know, they're really embarrassing. But I one day, like last year, I think it was in the spring of last year, I was really into DGLG, and I'm telling you, I was so, I decided one day, I was like, okay, I'm gonna do it. I'm stuttering so much, I'm sorry. But one day I was like, I am going, like, I just wanted to try it. I wanted to try it, and I wanted to get really good at it. And I told myself, I was like, if I post this and it gets at least like 10, like it at least doesn't get downvotes, I'll try again. And so one day I was alone, and I was just like, I just moaned into my my phone for like a minute. And I was so shy to moan. I was so shy to moan because I don't know, I was just like, I don't know, when you listen to yourself for the first time, I was just like, I don't know. I would critique my moans for some reason. I would be like, oh, this sounds too weird. I don't know. And yeah, I just one day I was like, I was so nervous. I just recorded it. It was some like daddy moaning audio, and it was like a minute long, like 1 minute long. And I posted it, and then I turned my phone off, like my notifications off, and I waited a whole day, and then I went and checked back, and I was so nervous. I was so nervous because it's just very nerve. I'm a very shy person. It's very nervous for me. And I think I checked back and it had like 40 upvotes or something. And that was crazy to me because I was so insecure about my voice and my moans. Oh, also, I wanted to try it because people have told me before that I have like a pretty voice. Or like a cheery, bubbly voice. I don't know. But people told me before that I had a cute voice. So I was like, maybe it's true. Maybe I'll try it. I don't know. And so I did. And when I checked back and it got like 40 upvotes, I thought, like, oh, I was so excited that I just eventually after that, I made more and more and more. And yeah, I really like it. It's really fun to me because, and also people are very, I've gotten hate before on certain things, but for the most part on GWA, like, people are very accepting of weirder, nicher kinks and won't like judge me. So, yeah. It's like a creative outlet for me, as weird as that is. Like, it's I get it's porn. It's like not that serious, but I really like doing it. I don't know. And that took me 20 minutes to answer like three questions. Sorry, but yeah, that's how I found out about them, and that's how I make it, but or why I make audios and stuff. And now I'm gonna answer some more questions. Oh, this is a question that I get. Sorry, my allergies. But this is a question, this is the first question I'm gonna answer that like someone wrote out, and it wasn't like a general question. And I get this a lot. Like, I get this question a lot in different formats. And it's really, really sweet. But yeah, someone said, "Hi Val, I love your work so much. I found you through your female for male femdom audios, and I genuinely think they're the best I've ever heard. Thank you. That's why it was surprising to find out they are actually incredibly submissive. Just wondering, how are you able to so authentically get into the headspace as a dom? Is it difficult? Do you still enjoy it regardless if it's not what you really are? That stuff just interests me because I don't think I'd have it in me to act dominating when I'm also submissive, lol. Just something I was curious about. I love your audio so much. You're literally the best. Keep it up, cutie." Thank you so much. That is so nice. Oh, it's so nice. People are so nice to me. It's crazy. Thank you. But I get this question a lot, and it's literally just, I like, oh, people also ask me this about my female for female audios a lot because I only make female for female dom audios. I think I'll get around to that question again. But this question, I just was like, well, first of all, sometimes I find it easier to talk as a dom because I feel like in most dom sub scenarios, like, usually the dom one is the one doing most of the talking and initiating. Like, you're doing all of the talking, so for me it's a little bit easier to like act that way, if that makes sense. Like, if you're doing an audio where you're like really shy and you're not initiating anything, it's a lot of like, Oh, like the way I talk in them, I have to be like, oh, you're doing this to me. Like the listener is doing something to me. And it's kind of hard to make that come across in like a natural way. Because I don't know. Sometimes I think I sound really silly and it's like, oh wow, you're putting your hand on my thigh, as opposed to like in a audio. I don't know. Did that make any sense? I don't know. But the reason I like making Dom audios a lot, they also do better. Like my Dom audios, numbers wise, listens wise, they do better than my sub audios. I think that's just because there's more of an audience for that in the audio community. I don't know. I think there's more of an audience for femdom stuff. Because I guess if you're like dominant, there's already so much visual porn that you can watch. So I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, the reason I like making Dom audios is, or people ask me how I make them. A lot of it is I'm literally just talking to myself, or I'm talking to like a person that's really similar to me. And I'm just kind of mimicking what I would want to hear. Like, I have my own fantasies and I just flip them to be F-Dom. It's a lot of just mimicking what I would want to hear from someone else. Like, I do this, I think I did it a little bit too much. I don't know, but a lot of people said that they really liked it and they loved and loved and loved it. But I do this, like, Like, I say a lot. And that's because I was thinking about someone doing that to me at some point, and I thought it was like this mocking, like, like, it was just so hot. I thought it was so hot. And so I was like thinking about it, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna incorporate that into my Dom stuff. So, yeah, sorry, I'm bad at answering questions, but that one, it's just, it's, people ask me, like, how I even make them when I'm not a dominant person. It's just I wanna I want to, when I make an audio, I want to like do a character or a story, and I wanna fulfill someone else's like sexual fantasy to the best of my ability. And I like, I wanna get, when I make an audio and I post it, I am like, I wanna do so good that people tell me like it's their favorite audio they've ever listened to. Like, I wanna check every box, I wanna say every word, every phrase that someone likes. I wanna do it like I want someone to like have their, like, I just want someone to like think it's the best thing they've ever listened to and like make someone feel really good. And so making Dom audios, it's like, I don't know, I like it. I hope that makes sense. It's like, it's not a sexual thing for me, but it's like I want to get really good at doing it. And also, I think it's like acting. It's a little bit easier to act dominant and act out a scenario because you're the one initiating everything. So yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's just a combination of like thinking about what like the hottest thing would be to say in a certain situation, or thinking about someone else's fantasy or my own fantasy, and it's a lot of mimicking what I would want to hear. Like all of my female for female audios, like they're all dominant. I'm literally just acting like someone that I'm attracted to. Like, I have a thing for girls that are really, really sarcastic and like teasing, like, because I'm pretty shy. So someone like, I don't know if I'm that shy, but like, you know, romantically, like, I don't know how to initiate things or do anything. I'm also a virgin, so. But yeah, my female for female audios, people ask me about them and they're like, oh, like, why do you make dominant stuff? I'm literally just, I was like, oh, I wish I had something to listen to that was like this, and then I make the audio for other people that are like me that would also want to listen to that. Like, I'm like, oh, there are probably a lot of shy people out there that would want to listen to audio that's like this, because I want to listen to audio like this, and then I just make it and mimic what I would want to hear. Because I couldn't find any female for female audios that I really liked, and so I was like, oh, I'll just make them for girls that are like me that are really shy and like pillow princesses and stuff. So yeah, that was a really long answer to that question. It's been 30 minutes and I answered 4 questions. Oh my god, I need to move on. Okay, someone said, questions for the AMA. What is your dream travel destination? Probably Japan. Cats or dogs? I can't decide. I like both too much. Someone asked me, what is your favorite holiday? Valentine's Day, probably, because it's the pink and chocolate holiday. Everyone gets so down about Valentine's Day and they get sad that they don't have a partner, but it's like, oh my god, it's the cutest, like, prettiest holiday ever. Like, you go into stores and everything's pink and everyone has chocolate and hearts, and it's just, it goes along with my style. I just think, I love Valentine's Day. I think it's so cute. It's also, where I used to live, it used to not rain a lot, and rain is my favorite weather ever. And where I used to live, like, it would actually rain when it usually didn't rain on Valentine's Day, so I just looked forward to it. Oh, so this person asked, my other question would be how old I am, but I totally understand if you'd not be comfortable answering that. I'm 20. I turned 20 in the fall last year. Sorry, I'm like trying to figure out a question. Oh, this is, people ask me this a lot. It was like, someone asked me, I've noticed that you're more subby in your female for male audios, but more dominant in the female for female ones. Is there a particular reason for it? By the way, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just genuinely curious. I love that you're more dom in the female for female ones. I already said this, but yeah, my answer to this, people ask me this so often because they're like, why do you make dom female for female audios? A lot of people ask me if I'm gay. I'm queer. I don't really label my sexuality. I don't care about gender too much, but when I was first looking at audios, I couldn't really find any female for female audios. I liked very few, and I was just really picky, and I feel like there's not a lot of audios that are like slow burn for a shy listener, for a pillow princess that have a lot of pet names. Like, my fantasy was just very specific, and I couldn't really find that. And I was like, oh, there's probably a lot of girls that are out there that are like me that want to, like, listen to an audio that's like this. I make female for female audios for pillow princesses, and that's because, like, with women, I'm a pillow princess, and I felt really ashamed of that part of my sexuality for a long time, because just people can be very shaming about it, like, with men and women. If you have, like, if you like to, you know, I don't know, if, like, doing certain things or certain positions in bed, you don't really get any pleasure from it for whatever reason, or if there's no reason, that's fine too. But if you're a pillow princess, in whatever sense that is, whether you're a guy or a girl, like, that's completely okay. And I think people get shamed for that a lot, when it's completely okay to have that as your sexual preference. And I don't know, I just, with women and stuff, people can be kind of mean about it, so I don't know, I felt kind of ashamed of that part of my sexuality, and so I was like, oh, when I make female for female audios, there's probably a lot of girls that are like me that feel that same way. So I wanted to make audios where, like, there's a lot of reassurance about that part of someone's sexuality, like that it's okay for you to be, like, taken care of, if that makes sense, and just not, like, you can just be the little cute thing that gets to be taken care of, and that's okay, and that's perfectly fine. And there's definitely lots of people out there that have, like, the opposite kind of sexuality, where they don't want to be taken care of, and they want to take care of the cute little thing. I don't know. Hopefully that just makes sense, but yeah, I'm a lot of my female for female audios, I'm like talking to myself or a girl like me, and I'm just acting like a really sarcastic, like kind of masculine girl, like that's kind of how I act. I don't know. But yeah, that's why I make female for female dom audios, just because, also because there's, I didn't think there was that much of an audience for female sub audios, but I think eventually I will make one, because people ask me for one, because there is an audience, I think it's just a little smaller, I don't know, I have no idea. Anyway, oh, someone asked me how tall am I? I'm like 5'7". I'm around 5'7". Someone asked me what my comfort food is. Probably chicken tenders and french fries. That's my comfort food. Or a grilled cheese with ham. Or homemade chicken and potato soup. I really like that. Oh, someone said I'm a girl, but I enjoy your female for male audios. Just want to say you're so cute. Congrats. Thank you so much. Oh my god, that's so sweet. I love when people are a girl, but they still enjoy my female for male. Or the same thing if they're a guy and they enjoy my female for female audios. I think that's really cool too. Oh, a lot of people ask me this. They ask me what's my favorite type of muffin. I'm assuming because of my username. Chocolate chip muffins. Or regular chocolate chip muffins. I like all kinds of muffins. I want to make muffins. I think I'm going to write that down. I want to make muffins today because I have a lot of free time. Okay. Let me see. Oh, a lot of people ask me as well if I do commissions. I do them. I don't have a lot of, like, time to do them. I don't know. It's just, it takes me a lot of time. Like, the time that I have to record, I usually just, like, I have to record something for Patreon or publicly, and then I just don't have time. If you ask me, like, I do them very rarely, because I don't have that much time to do them. But you can, if you message me, I will probably, I'll, like, message you, like, 3 months later, probably, and be like, hey, do you still want a commission? I don't know. I do, you can ask me, but I might not get back to you for a while. That's what it is. Let me see. Sorry, there's a lot of silence. I'm looking for questions that I'm looking through them. Oh, someone said, if we got an hour plus of you rambling on a Q&A, I would be so happy. Please don't think you'd be a bother. Thanks. Thank you. I ramble so much. I don't know. And I feel like I'm rambling about nothing. I feel like I'm not even rambling about anything. Oh, someone asked me. Someone asked me if you could get pee comfort anywhere, where would it be? That's a pretty good question. Probably. If it's a specific place, it's more like I like thinking about doing it in front of someone that I have a crush, like maybe in their room. Like, so, like, if I obviously, this is all consensual, whatever, I wouldn't just randomly pee myself. But like in a role play scenario, like, I like thinking about, doing it in front of like a crush or something. Like, if I went over to a crush's house for the first time and I just accidentally pissed myself, that would be the perfect place for me. Or in public. In public, like in front of all his male friends. A guy, I don't know. Someone asked me if I'm dating someone. Don't go to my Twitter, but if you went to my Twitter, you know that I'm obviously not dating anyone. I'm such a loser, and I'm so lonely, and I'm so horny all the time. I'm not dating anyone. I also don't think I can because I'm like, I'm just so crazy right now. I don't know. I need like 7, 8 years, and then I'll be ready. I don't know. I don't know. But you can't plan anything. Whatever. A lot of people ask me, do I have a type in women and men? Like, what my type is? I just want someone. For women, I just like. With women, I just like kind of skater girls, girls that are really sarcastic, kind of mean to me, and bully me, and also baby me. And yeah, that's my type in women. Kind of mass kind of woman. I really like Kristen Stewart. I'm taller than her though. I don't know, that's, I sounded so weird when I said that. But my type of men, people ask me about that. I like men that will, like, I talk about this all the time, but I just like men that are extremely dominant, and they'll baby me, and they call me all the pet names, and I just get to be the cute little thing that's cherished. That's my type in men. Preferably taller than me, but again, I don't care that much about height. I think everyone, you have like in your head when someone asks you a question like that, you have like a list of like what you would like or what you would presumably don't like. But then when you see someone in person, a lot of those things might go away. But for me, for sure, I like dominant people. I like dominant men. I do not like the, it's just my preference. I don't like submissive people because I'm so submissive, so it wouldn't work. Like, I know relationship, whatever, is like 50-50, like you both. I don't know. Whenever I say some things about what I want in a partner, some people don't understand what I'm saying, and they think that I'm not affectionate or something. Like, I don't know. I want someone to be like, they just don't get it. I don't know. Some people just don't. They just don't understand me. They don't understand me. Yeah, I like someone that's dominant. Someone. I want someone that acts like my dad or my older brother. Just be my older brother. That's what I want. And be like really. Like, I just want to be babied. And I want someone to be my care. I'm looking for a caretaker. That's what I'm looking for. Not in the sense that I would rely on them. You know? Like, I would never. not like relying on someone, but just like I just want someone to be my caretaker in the relationship sense. Yeah. Hopefully that makes sense. If you don't get it, then you don't get it, whatever. But that, yeah, that's my type of men. I just, also I like men, I like skater guys. I really like skater, and skater girls, but for men, I like skater guys. If they have tattoos, I think that's really hot. I like when guys look like really grungy and like greasy and kind of gross. Oh, I like men with facial hair too. Oh, I like it with facial hair. I don't know. That's what I like. Okay, somebody asked me, what's your favorite audio or the one you're most proud of and why? The one I'm most proud of and my favorite one I've made, and I'm saying this just because I really liked the music I chose and I really liked everything I said in it. I liked the SFX, how I did them. I did the SFX like live instead of using a track and like looping it. Or pre-recorded SFX, like the one I most is, it's on my Patreon. It's like your pervert girlfriend doesn't care that you're tired. That is my favorite one. Like the length of it, also the way it got received exactly how I wanted it to. Like people were telling me it was their favorite thing they've ever listened to, and they thought like they thought it was that one audio, I think I got told, was like worth like my Patreon alone, even if it was just that one audio. But I have more audios on it, obviously. I've been doing it for a few months now. But it's my favorite one because I feel like it just turned out the way I wanted it to, and everything I said was perfect. And the music I chose, the ideas I had, I was just like, oh my god, this is so hot. Like the bitches are gonna love this audio. That's what I thought. So I don't know. Yeah, I just thought these bitches will love this audio. Everyone will love it. So yeah, that's my favorite one. If you had a tattoo of an animal, which would it be? Probably a koala. Koala is one of my favorite animals. I don't know. Someone said, how many languages do you know? I speak English and I don't even speak it that well. I wish I could learn another language. and yeah. Oh, someone asked me, what equipment do you use to film and edit your audios? Do you just use like your phone and a mic, or do you use other things like a laptop with more advanced editing software? I'll be honest, I need to sit down one day and like learn how to edit audio better, because I really don't do that much. Like, I try and, because I need to at some point, because I want it to sound better, but I use a Blue Yeti. And I need to get a new microphone. But I use a Blue Yeti and I use Audacity, and I don't really do that. I don't even know how to use Audacity that well. But I've learned how to use it enough to add the effects and things that I want. But yeah. I want to sit down at one point and like learn how to do it better, because I just want to sit down at one point and learn how to edit it better so that I can just do that. I don't know. This is how old these questions are. Someone said, Merry Christmas, Val. Hope you have a great day. Thank you so much for gifting us all your amazing audience. Thank you. Very, very late Christmas to you too. Someone said you're so cute, Valentine. Thanks, you. That's so nice of you to say to me. Thank you. Oh, someone said, people asked me this before. They say, since you're not Dom and would never fantasize about being a Dom, do you enjoy making Dom audios? Like, yes, I already said this. I enjoy it, but it's not like a, it's not a sexual thing for me. Like, I don't get sexual pleasure from it, but I get, like, regular, like, happiness knowing that I did a good job and that people liked it. Oh, someone asked me, I'm assuming we're not getting the AMA anymore, right? Well, you're getting it, hopefully, if I end up posting this. How many times a day do you look in the mirror? A lot. Not that much. Usually after I get ready. I don't know. Someone asked me if I watch Good Mythical Morning. I don't. I know who those people are. I don't really know what they do. I don't know if they do like a podcast or something. I don't know. But I've heard of them. Someone said, you made me gay. I'm gay. Yay. Thanks. Someone asked me, what small things make you happy? The rain. I like the rain. I like baking. I like putting on makeup. I like doing my hair. I like clothes. I like holding my plushies. I don't know. What else is there? I like smelling the air outside. Oh, that, no, that made me sound like such a shut-in. Oh my god. I like the smell of like petrichor, rain. I like smelling flowers. Oh my god, I'm doing it again. This is what I was talking about before when I said I tried to record this audio and then I had to stop because I do this. Do you hear how annoying that sounds? That sounds so annoying. And the last times I tried to record this, I was just doing this the whole time. And I didn't even notice it. I hope I haven't been doing that too much this time. Someone said, not a question, but your audios are so comforting. I love them. Keep doing what you're doing. Aww. Thanks you so much. Thank you very much. You probably won't understand this if you don't go to my Twitter. Don't go to my Twitter. My Twitter is really disgusting, and if you go to my Twitter, the things I talk about, you're gonna get the ick with me, and you're gonna think I'm like a weird loser, so don't go over there. I just talk about really, I have really weird kinks, and I talk about them over there, so don't go to my Twitter. But someone said, thank you for making people like me feel loved, and when I say people like me, I mean slightly unhygienic skater boys who always come home sweaty. Myself and everyone else like me appreciates you, V. Thank you so much. I'm glad I make you feel loved. I love slightly unhygienic skater boys. I love them. Oh, I love skater boys so much. They make me, I love thinking about skater boys. They're so hot. If you're a skater boy, or like you dress like one, or you know what I'm talking about. It's like the older brother skater kind of grungy looking person. If you look like that, I love you so much. And you're probably really hot to me. And I'd probably let you have sex with me. So yeah. That was a really weird answer. Someone said, do you ever plan on doing a face reveal or doing IRL content with a partner? If you are very, very bold to assume that I will date someone anytime soon. I'm a loser. I'm such a loser. So yeah, that is not happening. Someone said, do you ever plan on doing a f they already asked me. I don't know why I'm saying it. Someone said, they already said it. They already said it. Do you ever plan on doing a face reveal? They said, I did one already. And it's on a separate account. If you go to FairyMittens222 on Twitter, I post selfies there. Because I'm an attention whore and I need attention. I need attention. I love attention. That's also why I make audios. I love attention. I love attention and praise, and I need people to give me attention. I want people to call me cute pet names, and I want people to call me pretty, and I need attention. Yeah. That's how much I wanted attention, because a lot of people, oh my god, there's so many people that are like, oh my god, you should never do face reveal, blah 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 blah, whatever. I did one because I don't care. So whatever. I don't know. But if you don't if you think that I'm gonna be ugly, then don't maybe don't look at my Twitter account over there or something. I don't know. But yeah, I did do one, so yeah. And I made it separate just because I just wanted to be separate. Just so it's not directly connected to me. I don't know. I don't care. I don't care. I don't know. But yeah, I did do a face reveal. So you can go to that account. FairyMittens222 on Twitter. And then you can see what I look like. And I might be really ugly and look like a loser. And who knows, maybe it'll ruin the audios for me. But that's not my problem. That's your problem. That sounded really mean. I didn't mean for it to be mean, it's just I don't know. People get so like hung up about that. It's like, I don't know. I want attention. So I want people to give me attention. Is that such a crime? Is that such a horrible thing? Is it such a horrible thing to be a whore and a slut on the internet? Is it really? I don't think it is. Okay. Someone asked me, can you explain what pee comfort is? How did you get into it? Okay, I get into it just because all of my kinks, whatever, I like embarrassment. I like to be embarrassed. Being embarrassed is my favorite feeling in the whole entire world, and it gets me off more than anything else in the whole entire world. So if you think about what would be one of the most embarrassing things to do in front of like someone you like, is like piss yourself. So that's why I'm into it. I think I explained that in like a ramble fap at one point. I don't even know. Yeah. Yeah. Also, the thing I said about face reveal stuff, I don't know if I sounded weird or mean. I don't even know. It's just, I don't know. I've heard so many people be like, oh, you shouldn't, I don't know. They're like, oh, you shouldn't face reveal because it is like a immersion break or whatever the fuck. I don't know. I don't care. I feel like maybe this is cocky. Like whatever, I feel like if you like, I've no, I can't no, I don't know. Like, I feel like if your acting in an audio is really good, like, I don't really care about, with anyone, with VA stuff, like, I don't know, if your acting's, like, really good in the audio, I feel like it doesn't, I don't know what I was talking about. I just think, like, I don't know, all of my audios are so, like, is it really that hard to, like, envision a different person? I don't know. Anyway. Oh my god, I sound kind of mean. I don't know. Oh my god, I'm so annoying. Okay, but I have to keep going. Because I recorded an hour of this already, and I'm not going to try and record it again. And I'm not going to edit this out, because I don't want to edit this. Oh, someone asked me, what is your most favorite audio that you've ever recorded, as well as your least favorite? And then also, what's your favorite type of audio to listen to? I wonder if my headphones are making a weird sound that I have on, and it's been happening the whole time. Oh my god, hopefully that has... Can you hear that? Oh my god, if that's been happening the whole time, I'm sorry. Oh my god, I'm really sorry if you've been hearing that the whole time. It's probably... like... oh my god, hopefully not. I'm gonna take them off now. But now I feel like my ears are, like, naked. I need to have headphones on all the time for some reason. Anyway. Oh yeah, the person asked me, like, what's your least favorite audio that I've recorded? And what's your favorite type of audio to listen to? I listen to so many male VAs, but my favorite type is literally... I only listen to really, like, dominant stuff just because it's my preference. I listen to mostly CNC. Mostly CNC stuff. Or rape, whatever. Rape, CNC, non-con, whatever. There's a lot of names for it, whatever you want to call it. But dom stuff. And then my least favorite audio that I've ever recorded, like, me personally. Probably... a lot of people really liked it. This, like, cheerleader F-dom audio I made. I don't think I liked it. I think it was so corny. And I think I said the word pathetic, like, way too many times. Like, I think it... I don't remember. I just don't think I don't think it was that good. But people really, really liked it. But I don't think it was that good. I don't know. Let me go to my Soundgasm and I'll pick out one, maybe one that I remember that I really don't like that I made. I didn't like that female for female audio I made. That was like this, it was like your friend. It was like a song lyric, something like... it was so cringy. I don't even know. I thought it was so hot at the time. It was really cringy now. And I think I said something that was so bad in it, but it got a lot of upvotes. Like, people really liked it. It was like, you told me your new man don't make you nut. That's a damn shame. It was a song I really liked. All Mine. Brent Faiyaz? Is that the artist's name? I think it's him. If it's a different artist, I mix up artist names, singers' names all of the time. But that audio is like a least favorite because I remember saying something in it like, I'm gonna make you come over and over and over and over again. And it was like so cringy the way I said it. Yeah. But people really liked it, but I didn't like it. Also, this audio I made called The Alley, which was like this, oh my God, it was so cringy and so bad. Horrible, horrible, horrible audio. It's called The Alley. It was like some like strangers to having sex, like not lovers, and we just had sex like in an alley, and it was like a daddy audio. It was so bad. So bad. I didn't know what I was doing. I was just trying everything. I was like, try this, try this, try this. I was like trying to do everything. Was so bad. I just didn't like it. But I think it got a decent amount of upvotes and people liked it and listens and stuff. But yeah, I didn't like it. Also, at the end, I think I remember I recorded it and I did this thing where I didn't realize I was tapping on my microphone when I was recording because I just do weird things with my hands. And then I listen back and it'll be a really good audio. And then the last 10 minutes of it, I'll be like tapping on something. And I'm like, what is that tapping sound? It's annoying. Anyway, yeah, those are my least favorites. Whoa, sorry. Oh, someone said, this is really sweet. Someone said, I'm a girl, but whenever you post a female for male audio, I turn all my lights off, put my AirPods in, and pretend that I'm a boy in my mind so I can enjoy the female for male audios. Mwahaha. Thank you. That's really sweet. That makes me really. It's so nice when people of the opposite gender enjoy like my female for male audios or vice versa. I think it's so sweet that you like it enough to listen, even though it's not like intended for you. That sounds weirdly mean to say, but you get what I mean. But yeah, thank you so much. That's really sweet. I'm glad that you can still enjoy them. Oh, someone said they like hearing my older brother fantasies. Where do you find inspiration for some of your fantasies? Erotic literature websites, sexy subreddits, 18 plus manga. I'd love to hear more. It just comes from my brain. The older brother thing, it's just like, it just came from my brain, and I really like it. And well, it didn't come directly from my brain. Come from my brain. Get come. ew, I'm so disgusting and horrible and gross. But the thing is that, the thing is, I heard some, I think I've seen it in some hentai, some different things. It's not really specific. I usually find random stuff on Twitter sometimes, and it just inspires me. But the whole thing about the like older brother, little sister dynamic is just it's just my favorite thing in the whole world. A lot of people told me that I'm the reason they discovered they had like a peak of a kink. Oh, it makes me so happy. Oh, someone said, you're the reason I discovered that I have a peeing fetish. I just wanted to tell you, there's a lot of typos in this, but they said, I wanted to ask you, what are the difficulties while recording and how do you get in the mood to record? Because your voice sounds so organic and sexy. Thank you. Thank you. Oh my God, I'm sexy. That's crazy. That's so crazy. Thank you. thank you. Oh, how I my difficulties while recording is usually is when I'm thinking too much about it and I start recording and I'm like, "Oh, restart. I could have done that better. Restart. I could have said that better. Restart. I could have said that better." And then I run out of time or I just get frustrated and then I stop. But yeah. Those are my difficulties, or I get really, if I go a while without recording an audio, I forget how to do it. Like I forget how to do it. Or if, I don't know, how do I get in the mood? I need to listen to a song that makes me feel like butterflies. I don't know if that makes sense. Like I need to find a new song that I really, really like, and it makes me feel butterflies, and I have to listen to it, and then I am in the mood to record something. I don't know why, but I just have to listen to a song or something. Or usually for a lot of my audios, majority of my audios, they're inspired by some song I was listening to, and I'll listen to it, and I'll be like, oh, I forgot to say this. A lot of this happens. I usually have on my Patreon, it's more evident because on my Patreon you can do copyrighted songs. Like you don't have to do on GWA, you're not allowed to use songs that have copyright. So I can't do that. But a lot of my audios are that I post on GWA, they're inspired by some song I was listening to. But I just can't put it in. But I'll listen to a song, and regardless of it's my own fantasy or not, I'll just imagine some sexual fantasy that would play out with this song, or like in a movie or something. If there was like a sex scene, this song would be so good for it or something. And then I just wanna make it an experience for someone. Like, yeah, that's how I get in the mood to record and stuff. A lot of people ask me, what does my recording process look like? I just sit on my bed and I record after listening to music. I don't know. I don't know. Oh, people ask me, are your orgasms real or fake in your audios? They're fake, obviously, because unless it's a ramble fap. Like, unless it's a ramble fap, they're fake. And it's like acting or whatever. Just because that's, it's like you can't, it's like multitasking. I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, that's probably true for most people. Because it's like you're thinking about the SFX, this, like, the timing, how long it is, what you're gonna say, how you're gonna come across, like the setting in the audio. It's not that I wouldn't sound like that or that I wouldn't dirty talk in the same way in my submissive stuff. It's just like, it's a lot of setting up plot that's like, obviously you can't, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Someone said, what movie, show, book, series could you talk someone's ear off about? Maybe Undertale or Omori, those two video games. Or maybe the TV show The Middle, I could talk someone's ear off about, maybe. I don't know. A lot of the things I like, I don't know. There's like an animal outside or something that's gonna come and get me. Sorry, I thought I heard an animal outside my window. I'm itching my arm. Someone said, what's a kink you'd want a partner to have? I know this sounds like This might sound bad. I don't think I could date someone that's not dominant. Like, I don't really care about specifics, but whoever I date, I'd want them to be dominant, like in real life, but in the bedroom as well, because that's only what I'm comfortable with. Because I'm such a shy, submissive person. Like, I don't know, I'm a virgin, but I think if I were to go into having sex with someone and they wanted me to like initiate stuff and like I'm a shy person and I don't think I'd ever want to be in a situation where someone tries to like break me out of being shy. Like, I want someone to like that I'm shy and submissive. Yeah, I need them to be dominant completely, like in bed, because I'm never, that's gonna be a permanent thing for me. Like, I'm a shy, submissive person, and I want to be babied and comforted. I don't know. I just, yeah, that's the only kink I'd want someone to have. I know that probably sounds picky and like, I don't know if that's unrealistic, but I guess it's not that unrealistic. Probably most guys are dominant. I don't know. But yeah, I'd want them to be like dominant caretaker kind of kink, because I can't, I do not, I know in my audios it's different because I'm acting and I want to fulfill a fantasy for someone, but I do not have it in me to baby someone else. I can't do it. I can't do it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it so much. Like, if someone wanted me to call them like baby, angel, sweetheart, whatever, I can't do it because I'm the baby. I want to be babied. I want someone to baby me. And so that's like like that's what I would look for because I don't know. Yeah, that's what I want. And that's a kink thing that I would want. But yeah, I can't, I don't, I do not, I don't have it in me to be any sort of caretaker for somebody else. Like, I can't be someone's mommy. I will never, ever, ever be able to be someone's mommy. Because I want a daddy, basically. That's what I want. So, yeah, I can't, for a partner, that's what I would want. That's kind of a, this sounds so like, this probably sounds bad, but that's like a kind of required-ish thing for me. And maybe my standards are too high. Maybe those standards are too high, but I would rather not date anyone than date someone that's like, you know what I mean? Because that's for some reason, I don't know what's with me that that's why I'm like that, but I don't. That's the only like a caretaker dom sub relationship is like the only relationship dynamic that I'm comfortable with. And I know, like, yeah, that's not the only part of a relationship, but you get like the vibe, right? You get what I mean. Like, I want to be the cute small thing that's cherished. And that's not to say that I'm not affectionate, 'cause so many people take that the wrong way and they think, you know, and I already said that, but that's what I meant is sometimes I talk about my type and people are like, oh, well, that's not how relationships work and la 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 la. Shut up. Oh my God. If you don't get what I mean, then you don't get what I mean. You need to go away. That's mean, but I've had so many people not understand what I mean when I talk about my type or like my standards. But yeah, like that's a requirement for me. I don't know. But I'm sure there are probably plenty of men that do not feel comfortable being like super submissive or having someone take care of them, and they have the need to like take care of someone else, so obviously, I get it. Like, yeah, you both take care of each other, but if you get what I mean, then you get what I mean, okay? Sorry, I seem so like antsy about that. I'm sorry. I don't know. I've answered that question for people, and people don't understand what I mean sometimes, and they, I don't know. Someone asked me, "Are you ticklish? And if you are, what's your worst spot?" You have a tickling fetish, don't you? Okay, I'm gonna tell you. I'm like so ticklish, like in my armpits and in my ribs. I'm pretty ticklish everywhere. There you go. Maybe that will make you horny. I don't know. Okay. Someone asked me, I'm a huge fan of your audios, and this question is for the AMA. Thank you. Do you think it's hotter to masturbate with your panties, or do you like to be fully naked? I have never once, like, joint my boinker, like, naked. Like, fully naked at all. I always wear underwear and, like, a shirt or pajamas or something. I don't like looking at my naked body. I don't know. I don't know. I just don't like it. I like clothing. I don't know. Also, it's cold. Don't you get cold? I don't like it. What do you usually do when someone makes fun of you? Depends to the degree, but it would probably make me horny. So many people ask me if, or maybe it's just one person asking me through multiple different accounts, but people ask me, do you have a foot fetish, or will you ever do a foot fetish foot job audio? Probably at some point I will. I like feet, but not in like the F-dom way, which is usually what people would want me to make an audio about. Do you go to many concerts? Also, Sunday Cruise absolutely slaps. Thanks for the recommendation. You're welcome. I've never been to a concert. I don't know if I'd like going because I don't know. I feel like it's. I don't think I'd like that environment. I don't know. I just feel like I'd be like, I don't know. Too loud, too much noise. I don't know. I feel like I would have to really, really like the artist, and they would have to be near me. I don't know. I feel like I would want to go, but I don't know. Someone said this isn't a question, but I listen to your audios in the gym to keep me motivated so I can meet someone as cute as you. That's really sweet. That's really sweet. I hope you meet someone really, really cute and adorable. I don't know. Thank you. That's cute. And going to the gym is very good for your body. So I'm glad you're doing that, and I hope you keep doing that regardless of anything. Someone said, sorry if this is weird, but does being naked while recording audios get you more in the mood, or I need water. Does being naked while recording audios get you more in the mood, or is it better to be in comfy clothes? You're amazing, by the way. Always comfy clothes. I've never recorded naked. I don't know who does that. Does anyone do that? I don't know. That's not a judgmental. I guess maybe if it gets you in the mood, that's cool, but I don't know. Not for me personally. Someone said, does mommy muffins exist IRL? No, not sadly. I'm submissive. I'm not a mommy. I'm sorry. But I'm sure there's a mommy out there for you. Someone said, would you ever consider doing safer work pillow talk audios? Yes, I do, but for some reason, I have so much not safer work stuff I have to do, because that's what I monetize. So whenever I have time, I'm always doing something not safer work. I want to do a safer work audio at some point, though. I want to do a safer work audio that is, like, for me, like, about my interests, because I did 2 safer work audios, but they were, like, kind of, I don't know if they were F-dom, but they were very much, like, I was saying a lot of pet names and, like, being very, it's kind of a little bit gentle dominancy. I don't know. But it wasn't, like, that wasn't, like, me. That was, like, something I made for other people. I don't know. But yeah, I want to make more. And I have some ideas for them. But I just, I have some ideas for them, but I just don't. When I have time, I'm always recording something not safe for work. Someone said, what is a conspiracy theory that you actually believe in? I don't think about conspiracy theories a lot. I feel like that would stress me out. Someone said, what's your type? What's your ideal type for men? I like skater boys. I like mean, sarcastic skater boys that act like my older brother and my dad and take care of me and treat me like I'm a cute little bunny. That's the only thing I like. I don't know, I like guys that dress cool or dress like grungy or wear baggy clothes. I like masculine men. That's what I like. And I like sweaty men. Oh, someone said, how did you find out voice acting is your gift? That's really sweet. I don't know if it's a gift, but I don't know. I like it. It's a fun, creative thing to do. That sounds like it's so much more cooler and important than it is. I guess it's porn, whatever. But it's, yeah. My stomach, that's really embarrassing. If you hear my stomach grumble, I'm sorry. That's really embarrassing. Sorry. Oh my god, sorry. That sounded really weird. I'm sorry. So I'm looking for another question. Oh, someone said, what is your dirtiest, darkest kink? I'm not gonna say it on here. Well, actually, I will. Probably age play. I'm, like, really, really into age play. Which I don't say that much because, okay, I talk about it on my Twitter recently. Also, I made an audio about it recently, but I didn't talk. I've always been into it. But I don't talk about it that much because it's a little bit sensitive a topic. Completely understandably. Like, I understand why people don't get it or why people are really off-put by it, but yeah, I really like age play. That's probably I don't really consider too many kinks that dark. Unless they're, like, dangerous or could be dangerous. But I don't know. I'm not into breath play or, like, choking or things like that. That's too, like, dangerous for me. But I guess the darkest one would be, like, age play or, like, CNC stuff. Or, like, a combination of the two. I really like those. Mm. Someone said when you were searching for a script to fill, how do you decide? I don't do script fills. I think I did two when I first started, but I don't do them. I can't read a script for some reason. All my audios are improv with, like, I write down notes, obviously, because my audios are longer, but, yeah, I don't do script fills. Because I don't know, I try to record script fills and I sound very forced and it doesn't sound erotic to me at all. Like, I sound like, hey, I'm coming into your house now, and like, I can't read a script naturally. And people write really good scripts, but for some reason I can't read them, like, naturally. I sound really forced and, like, awkward, and, like, I can't deliver lines very well when I'm reading something. I don't know. Someone said, when you record, do you produce your own wet effects or do you use a website for them? I do all my own wet effects. Oh my god, my stomach. Sorry. My stomach's grumbling. I make all my own wet SFX. Sometimes I use... A lot of people ask me about this. For handjob SFX, you just use a dildo and, like, lotion. And, like, spit. And then fingering SFX, you just, like, fuck your fingers with lotion and spit. Like, in, like, a... Just a certain motion. And then... Fucking SFX. Sometimes I've slapped a dildo on my hand, and sometimes I've actually fucked myself and then recorded it with the dildo. But yeah, I do them all on my own because I'm just picky about how they sound. My stomach is grumbling so much, it's really embarrassing. Someone said, how would you describe your style, like comfy, sporty, coquette, indie all, etc. My clothing style, my favorite brand of clothing is Liz Lisa, and I don't know, that's my favorite clothing brand, and I really like that brand and their fashion. I guess style is like Himekaji, or like kind of really princess, casual, girly fashion. I don't know, I just like anything pink and feminine and girly. I don't really label my style too much, but if you look up what Himekaji is, I take a lot of inspiration from that fashion, so yeah. Oh, I'm sitting weird. Yeah, that's how I describe my style. I just like anything super hyper feminine and girly. Like any clothing that's very cutesy and like unapologetically feminine, I really, really like. I just like pink and girly princess kind of fashion. Yeah. And I've always been that way. It's just something I really like. To wear stuff I like to wear. Someone said, what do you think is the worst part of dating you? Someone's dating me, the worst part of dating me. Probably that I'm such a really weird, annoying loser. That's probably why. That's probably the worst part of dating me. Someone said, what accent is the most attractive to you? I've said this before. I know it's not specific, but you know what I mean? Like a skater kind of accent. Or, like, certain accents from California I think are really hot. Also, I like Swedish accents a lot. I really like Swedish accents. I like Russian accents. Dutch accents? I love German accents. I love German accents so much, so much. Oh my God. I don't know. Those are the most attractive, but I like most accents. Oh, I like some British accents too. I know there's like so many like specific ones within that though. Oh, someone said, do you feel weird knowing that people come from your audios? I don't know why, but I would feel so weird knowing that people are coming from my voice. It's actually not weird at all to me. I think it's like I want people to. Like, I want people to come to. I want it to be like the hottest thing ever for someone to listen to it. So, yeah. It's not weird to me, but I get why it would be weird for other people. If you decided to do it, but for me, I think it's so hot because that's like my intention of doing it. Or it's not like hot. I don't know why I said hot. I just think it's. Sorry, I don't know. I'm just rambling, guys. What I mean is it's not necessarily hot to me. Well, actually, sometimes it is. If people come to my F sub stuff, I think that that's hot. And that does sexually arouse me a little bit. That sounds so medical. Ew. But my F dom stuff, it doesn't. But I feel good knowing that people are. Someone did, do you smoke or drink? I don't do either. I think I got enough questions. I've been talking for like 2 hours. Oh my God. I hope I didn't say anything too weird or bad in that. I don't know. I sorry if I don't know anything I say comes across in a bad way, because I'm just very nervous to talk for the first time. So yeah, and I'm not gonna edit this, I don't think, too much. I did stop and start because I just needed to take a minute to breathe because I'm nervous. Yeah, hopefully you maybe like that. Thank you for listening if you listen to this whole thing. Yeah, I don't know. Thanks for listening. Really cool that if you listen to my audios, I think that's pretty cool. So, yeah. Thank you. I hope you have a good day for listening, and yeah. I think I'm gonna go bake muffins now. Or later today at some point when I have time, because oh my God, muffins sound really, really good. yeah. I don't know, sorry. I don't know how to end this, but yeah. My stomach is grumbling. Sorry if my stomach grumbled throughout all of that, but yeah. And I know I probably stuttered the whole way through all of that, so I'm sorry. But yeah, just thank you for everything, and thank you if you support me on Patreon. You should go get my Patreon and support me so that I can have time to make more audios. So yeah. Yeah, thanks for listening. Thank you for listening to my audios, and if you've ever said anything nice to me, and thank you for asking me questions, and I hope you all have a great day. Mwah.